Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie is our resident mom on the morning show. What up, Mom?
Yay.
Hey, what up?
Hi.
And she came in today and she said, I bought her something, and I'm very uncomfortable by this.
You bought me a bikini.
I did? I bought you a bikini?
You did. It wasn't weird at all, I promise. But
were you thinking about me when you were trying them on?
A little bit. Like, yeah. 'Cause I was like, I wonder if I can tell him that this is what I bought with the gift card he gave me to one of my favorite places, TJ Maxx. But yeah, I had to get a bikini. I've never bought a bikini as an adult. I've always done the one piece. A lot of times I even do that dumb skirt. Stupid skirts.
Yeah. A knickknack likes the skirt.
I do, just because I feel more comfortable. I don't like
That's
the way
right.
it looks. I just feel more comfortable. And so.
Yeah. Although, you know what? The skirt's not a bad look.
It's not.
It's really
not.
I always think knickknack looks pretty cute.
You're
classy.
Ballerina taking a swim, right? Like, no, it's
she's got like a Nike
look.
One. It's got a little swoosh on it and everything. I'm like, it's not bad.
Yeah, I just know it's more for me. Bikini's different.
And
right?
I know how you eat.
Like, I know. Well, and I've been running a lot, right?
Have you?
So that's where I was just like, maybe a bikini could be my speed this year. Who knows, you know? So on my birthday, do you remember I told you on my birthday, I'm like, I tried on bikinis on my birthday. You
wouldn't think vaguely.
That's something I want to do, but I did. And so I tried on a bunch of bikinis before I purchased. And I went back and bought the bikini.
You're allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah, because they have a little thing on them that protect, I don't know how else, a liner. They have a liner on the bikini.
You don't leave your
you
underpants
to try
on?
No, because you need to see what it looks
like.
Oh,
I would leave my underpants
on. You can't. You need to see what it looks like. That's why they have the liners.
But how many have touched the liners?
Well, that's a thing. You try and do your best to go in there
ready
to try on bikinis. It's not like you run a marathon.
Try
on bikinis.
That's you. Don't know about the 40 women previously.
You trust the process.
Grab from the back. Grab from the back. You don't grab the first one on
the
shelf.
Yeah, but it's TJ Maxx. You grab what you can.
Thank you. Listen, we try it on, but then we wash it before we actually wear it anyway. So it's fine. But just try it on.
You wore the bikini.
What are we washing?
Yeah. Just try. No, the bikini. Before you actually wear it. But no, I went in there. I bought the bikini. I even took a little video of me walking to the register because I was like,
"What made you go in and get
really
the bikini now?"
Buying a bikini because I'm going to New York for over the 4th of July for a big, you know, trip. But it's just going to be like the ladies, people I'm super comfortable with.
Gotcha.
And so I'm going to bought the bikini for that specific
That's
trip.
Bold.
I've never
That's mighty
bought
bold.
A bikini as an adult. And of all the bikinis I buy, you bought it for me,
Well,
Jerry,
you're welcome. You're very welcome. You're welcome.
I know.
Can you bring the liner in for me so I can keep it?
Is that what that...
Ew,
so weird.
Jeremy.
I'm just into it.
What
I'm into it, okay?
That's a
what?
Weird
that,
thing
did I go
to be
too far?
Into. That's a little weird. See, now you made
you
it
throw
weird.
It away already?
Now you made me buying a bikini with your money weird. Somehow you did it.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds like a sugar daddy thing.
Also, I think success. I do have the liner if you actually want that.
Really? Yeah, can you bring that in?
Your face just lit up.
For my next birthday, I open my card and the liner falls out. Why is everything so cringy right now?
So weird.
For me? You shouldn't have. Oh my God, thank you. Who has the pee today?
I do today. And this is cool. A group of 2,100 people got together yesterday and they decided, what should we do today? Let's break a world record. 2,100 volunteers established a new Guinness World Record during Saturday's Milwaukee Area Environmental Cleanup Initiative. Essentially, what they wanted to do was go and clean up the rivers all around Milwaukee, which is so cool because, Katie, just like you, they love nature. And it's our job and responsibility to keep it clean. Yeah. So many people have destroyed certain areas of nature all around the world. One of my favorite places, Daniels Park, which is just a few miles down the road here, was absolutely obliterated by teens vandalizing it, throwing bottles and cans everywhere, to the point where they started fencing off some of my favorite areas that I love to go, and it made me so sad. So what these Milwaukee residents did made me so happy. They all got together and cleaned hundreds of miles all together at multiple locations in the river cleanup, and they all did this yesterday, and I love that. I think that's so cool for people to be able to do that, because I think it's such a bummer to see one of our most beautiful places destroyed by us. It's us. It's our doing.
We need to go clean stuff up. Can we do that? Can we organize
Let's start
a
with
group
our kitchen here at the office, for God's sakes. It's disgusting. Have you looked in that fridge lately?
I would love to go to your, what did you call, Daniel Park?
Go. Daniel's Park,
yeah,
yes.
Let's go together.
Get a trash bag and one of those sticks with the pokey pokey at the end and doom, doom, doom,
yes,
doom.
We can do that.
Pick up
and
trash.
Then we can come back and clean the kitchen for our office manager, Tick, so she doesn't have to do it.
Because
it always lies on her. But
I know,
yes,
she'd be very happy with that.
And also, that makes you feel better. It does. Like when
you're actually making a difference.
When you make
there.
A difference, and you're helping nature, especially Mother Nature, you're helping your mom. That's great.
Your, mom.
Your mom.
I went on my nature journey.
It's the line of the day.
I
put nature on my vision board. Yeah. Clean nature's on my vision board journey.
Nature. I love it.
I also bet we could break that world record. We just need 2,200 people.
Yay!
We could do that.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, let's do the minus. There's a new credit card scam out there called ghost tapping. And no, Katie, that's not messing around with that ghost that's living in your apartment
now.
Ghost tapping. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's where thieves use cheap generic card readers and they bump into you and trigger a wireless transaction from a tappable chip credit card in your wallet. You know, you tap to pay on all these places, right?
Oh.
Well, these thieves can pick them up cheap, put them in their pocket, and boom,
no.
bump up against you and boop, initiate a charge.
Oh, my God.
That's
I thought
terrifying.
This was happening
OMG.
To me yesterday. Really?
Why?
Like, seriously, at Walmart.
Somebody on you?
No, because I was in the little travel aisle section, and, like, there was a guy next to me, and he was on his phone, but he wouldn't, like, he was having a conversation right next to me, and I kept trying to get away from him.
Sir.
And then this sound kept happening.
Oh,
this,
the ding, like,
yes!
Ding.
Yeah. And so I was, like, literally moving my purse onto the other side of me because I felt very uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Check your bag.
I guess
statements.
they can do it on your phone as well with the wireless on your phone. And the thing is they don't have to actually like grind up on you. They just got to be really close.
He was close, like uncomfortably close.
You might want
to
check
like
it because
they
say what they do is they do these little charges. So 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe max.
Yeah.
So you're not really noticing it on your credit card. But they're doing that, you know, 400 times in a Walmart. Next thing you know, they got a bunch of cash. They say one of the best ways to combat this, and I know I've got it in my wallet, is those RFID blocking wallets and phone cases.
Yeah.
They cost around $20, but they do work, and they've got those blocking sleeves in there where it doesn't transmit the signal through your wallet or through your phone case. And that'll maybe kind of help protect you. But be on the lookout for ghost tapping if somebody's really, really close to you at the grocery store.
That's creepy.
I don't like that.
All right, what's the interesting?
Okay, well, this is neither good nor bad. It's just really the first time Costco made a change to their hot dog combo in 40 years. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
So it's still going to be $1.50, right? You get your hot dog and you get your drink to go along with it. But now Costco members can swap out the traditional soda.
What?
For the 16.9 ounce bottle of Kirkland Signature water.
Oh,
okay.
Pass.
It's not, that's the thing, but
pass.
So many people are not drinking soda anymore. I think when I go get that hot dog specifically, I need
so
a soda to go with
oh, you
it,
have
right?
to.
Like, you
it's
have
a rule.
To. But I get why they made this change. And again, the reason it's so interesting is because they've never made a change to their hot dog combo lineup. So the first
that's
one in
nice.
40 years, and now they're allowing you to swap water
I
for
I want to swap out
choice.
For the ice cream. Don't they have like an ice cream?
They do.
Yeah, let's
yeah.
swap out for the ice cream.
You
water.
Want
to
swap? You want?
Gross.
I don't want a soda. I want a sundae.
But it just hits different when you bite into that hot dog and you take a sip of the soda with it. It just works,
again,
right?
It's almost necessary to have that soda to wash down your sodium nitrate.
You have to. You have to. Processed meats.
Got to.
And does anyone else stand there and suck down half their soda before they leave and then refill it?
Because you can refill it.
Yes, absolutely.
You need to get the most out of that soda bottle.
All day long.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day with Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Mix 100.